over the past weekend, some Catholic high school students showed up at the pro-life rally in Washington, D.C. to show their support for life. And they were harassed by this extremist black identity group who were protesting the people who are supporting life. Now, this Native American got involved and came over to the kids and started banging a drum in their face and acting crazy like virtually everybody on the left does anyway. And the left tried to twist it around as though they were harassing this Indian, when in fact they were being harassed not only by him, but this militant black identity group. Full footage of the incident showed the teens themselves were the victims of harassment and abuse by all these leftists. The original video drove the left insane. They came out and they were calling for them to be shot, punched, beaten, their school to be burned down. This is the left in full display. They are the most violent, vicious, anti-Christian vermin on the face of the earth, and they show it every opportunity they can. And when they see young, white, straight, male, pro-life, Christian, pro-Trump kids, they were wearing Make America Great Again caps, that drives them crazy. Because, you see, they think they're about to take over the country. They think it's time for white people to be pushed aside and let all the other races and genders to come on in and take over the place. They thought that with Obama. And when Trump came in, that turned it all around. And then they see these kids standing up for what they believe in and what is right. That drives them absolutely nuts. The witch hunt against these poor kids was exclusively driven by the fact that they represent everything the left despises: white, straight, male, pro-life, Christian, and pro-Trump. And they did absolutely nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, they were the only ones there who were showing any decency. That's what makes the left even more dangerous, is when they see people boldly standing up for what's right against them and not backing down. That scares them. That drives them insane. They're already on edge anyway. They've been on edge for the past 3 years, ever since Trump announced he was running for president. And when he won, that drove them even further. So now that it's been over 2 years since he got into office, and he's still there, and they haven't driven him out yet, that drives them even crazier. You see, it doesn't take much to set off the left. They're on the edge anyway. But getting back to this incident, it turns out this Native American has actually been working with major big-money left-wing operations and has a history of appearing in the press claiming to be a victim of anti-Indian racism. And the media knew this whole story was false from the beginning, but they ran with it anyway in an effort to smear Christian white youth and incite violence among left-wing mobs across the country. These kids are being threatened with death for doing nothing wrong and standing up for what's right. And you get these mentally ill Hollywood so-called activists and left-wing news reporters going ballistic, calling for all the students to be burned alive in their own school. Some of them called for a mass school shooting to murder the students. These are the people who want to take away your guns, by the way. You know, the leftists say, oh, the right is so violent. We have to control guns. We have to take guns away from people. But when it comes to their own viewpoints, they're ready to enforce them in any means necessary, including shooting, burning, killing, with extreme prejudice. Do you want to surrender your guns and surrender your weapons so that these insane animals can just have their way with you? They deliberately made this up, completely out of context, and they pursued this with precision and malice in order to incite mob violence. They have basically declared themselves to be enemy combatants in a civil war that they are desperately trying to start. Now, Twitter doesn't take down the messages left by ones that promote violence against these kids. If the right did anything like this, can you imagine if these kids were black, if they were promoting Black Lives Matter, the races were reversed and it was white people harassing them? Could you imagine the reaction? There's got to be a backlash against this. These people just can't freely promote violence against innocent people and get away with it. Twitter all of big media, all of big tech is allowing them to get away with it. And if anybody on the right even suggests anything one-tenth of this towards them, they're censored, they're thrown off the platforms, and they are given no voice. This isn't just a war against America. This isn't just a war against Trump. This is a war against Christians. And it's coming down to good versus evil. And you know what the evil is. I've been saying for years that there's going to be a civil war in America. I'm only surprised it hasn't happened yet. I guess God is having mercy on this nation and holding it back. The only thing that's preventing it is the right from fighting back as they should. The left has already declared a civil war against the right. The only thing that's stopping it is the right hasn't responded yet. Now, they keep pushing and pushing, and eventually it's going to happen. The left is going to go too far one of these days. There's so many flashpoints that could trigger it. It only takes one to make it happen. In this time, we have to stay close to God, we have to seek His guidance, and we have to seek His protection.